This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un holds his first ever summit meeting with Vladimir Putin, a move which Kim says is the initial step toward closer ties with Moscow. At Thursday's meeting, Kim is expected to push Putin for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Harry J. Kazianis is the director of Korean Studies at the Center for National Interest.
Essentially, both countries want to have a Russia card and the other wants to have a North Korea card. The question here is, though, is what can each of these countries do for each other? At the moment, not much.
After a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended with no deal, the United States has insisted it will not relax sanctions until North Korea commits to abolishing its nuclear weapons program. Russia, a permanent member of the UN Security Council, signed on to tougher sanctions amid North Korea's nuclear and missile tests in 2016 and 2017, but Moscow later called for sanctions against Pyongyang to be eased. President Donald Trump says the White House will fight all the subpoenas House Democrats issue while investigating his administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Democrats have stepped up their probes following the special counsel's Russia report release, issuing subpoenas on various fronts. The president's resisting.
We're fighting all the subpoenas.
Telling reporters he would have thought after a two-year investigation, we'd be finished with it.
I say it's enough.
He'd earlier tweeted he'll take any Democratic bid to impeach him straight to the Supreme Court, though the High Court itself has ruled impeachment and removal from office is Congress's duty alone. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.